Je l'ai réparé.
I repaired it. This sentence uses the passé composé, a compound tense used to describe actions that have already happened.
Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I.
Elle is a contracted form of
le,
the masculine definite article, and
le,
the direct object pronoun, meaning it or him. It is used before verbs beginning with a vowel.
E
is the first person singular form of the auxiliary verb
avoir,
meaning to have. It is used in the
passé composé
with most verbs.
Réparer
is the past participle of the verb
réparer,
meaning to repair. It agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun. In summary, the sentence means, I have repaired it, or, I repaired it, and the use of the
passé composé
highlights that the action of repairing has been completed.
Je la réparé.
I am repairing it. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I, in French.
La.
This is the direct object pronoun, it, referring to a feminine noun.
Réparer.
This is the first person singular present tense form of the verb, réparer, which means, to repair. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. These pronouns replace nouns that are the direct objects of verbs. Present tense. This tense indicates an action happening now.
Je le répare.
I am repairing it. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the
je
form of the verb
répare,
to repair.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, and refers to a masculine noun that has already been mentioned in the context. The sentence structure is simple, and follows the subject-verb-object pattern.
J'ai tressailli.
I jumped. The sentence
j'ai tressailli
uses the passé composé tense, which is a common way to express completed actions in the past in French.
J
is a contraction of
je,
I, and
e.
Have
e
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
avoir,
to have, in the first person singular.
Tressaillé
is the past participle of the verb
tressaillir,
to startle, to jump. The sentence literally translates to, I have startled. In English, the more natural way to say this is, I jumped. The passé composé, while literally meaning, past composed, is often translated into English with the simple past tense, as in this case.
J'ai sursauté.
I jumped. This sentence is in the past tense, specifically the passé composé. J.
E.
is the present tense of the verb
avoir,
to have, conjugated in the first person singular. It acts as an auxiliary verb in the passé composé.
Sursauté
is the past participle of the verb
sursauté,
to jump. The passé composé is formed by using the auxiliary verb
avoir,
or être, in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case,
avoir
is used because the verb
sursauter
is transitive, it takes an object.
Je l'ai trouvé.
I found it. This sentence is in the past tense, using the past participle.
Trouvé
found, and the helping verb. A. Have. It's a simple sentence with a subject. Je. I, and a verb. Ai trouvé. Found. The pronoun. Elle. It is the direct object of the verb. Trouvé. The sentence structure is subject plus helping verb plus past participle plus object. The combination of the verb avoir to have and the past participle is used to form the past tense for most verbs in French. In this case, the past participle trouver agrees in gender and number with the direct object elle, which is masculine singular. Je le trouvais. I found him. Breakdown. G. Je. Is the subject pronoun. I. Le. Le. Is the direct object pronoun. Him or it. Trouvai. Trouvai. Is the past definite, passé simple, of the verb. Trouver. Trouver. Meaning, to find. Key concept. The past definite is used to describe completed actions in the past, especially in literary and formal contexts. J'ai eu un A. I got an A. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have happened in the past. J is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have. A is the present tense of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have. U is the past participle of the verb avoir. Un A is a masculine definite article followed by the letter A, referring to a grade. The sentence literally translates to, I have had an A, however, the passé composé is used to describe an action that is completed in the past, so the more natural translation is, I got an A. Je suis devenu occupé. I became busy. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense of the verb, être, to be, in the first person singular form. Devenu is the past participle of the verb, devenir, to become. This indicates a state of change, that the subject has transitioned into a new state. Occupé is the past participle of the verb, occuper, to occupy, here used as an adjective meaning busy. The sentence is in the passé composé, past perfect, tense, which is used to describe an action that began in the past, and was completed in the past. Je suis devenu occupé. I became busy. This sentence uses the past participle. Devenu. Of the verb. Devenir. To become. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the subject. Je. I, so it is. Devenu. Rather than. Devenu. Occupé. Is the feminine past participle of the verb. Occupé. To occupy, and acts as an adjective here, describing the subject. Je me suis blessé. I hurt myself. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are finished. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Me is the reflexive pronoun, myself. It is used because the action of hurting is being done to the speaker. Si is the conjugation of the verb être to be in the passé composé Tense, agreeing with the subject pronoun.
Je. Blessé.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Blessé.
To hurt, which agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun.
Me.
The sentence can be broken down as follows. I, plus, myself, plus, have, plus, hurt. I have hurt myself. I hurt myself.
Je me suis perdu.
I got lost. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the pronoun, I, in the subject form.
Me.
This is the reflexive pronoun, myself, indicating that the action of getting lost is affecting the speaker.
Suis.
This is the verb, to be, in the past participle, conjugated in the first person singular, I. It indicates a completed action.
Perdu.
This is the past participle of the verb, to lose, which in this case acts as an adjective describing the state of being lost. Key concepts. Reflexive pronoun. The use of
me
emphasizes that the speaker is the one who got lost. Past participle. The past participle.
Perdu.
Signifies a completed action, meaning the speaker is currently lost. Agreement. The past participle.
Perdu.
Agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Je.
Masculine singular.
On m'a tiré dessus.
I was shot at. This sentence is in the passive voice in French. On.
On.
Is an indefinite pronoun, meaning, one, or, they, in this context. It is the grammatical subject of the verb.
Emma.
Ma. Is the third person singular form of the past tense of the verb avoir.
Avoir.
To have, conjugated with the pronoun me.
Me.
Tiré.
Tiré.
Is the past participle of the verb tirer.
Tiré.
To shoot.
Dessus.
Dessus. Is a preposition meaning, on, upon, or, at, in this context, referring to the person being shot at. The passive voice construction is used to emphasize the action rather than the agent performing the action. In this case, the focus is on the fact that the speaker was shot at, not necessarily, who shot at them.
Je suis devenu malade.
I became sick. This sentence uses the passé composé.
Passé composé.
Tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished. The verb devenir.
Devenir.
Meaning, to become, is conjugated with the auxiliary verb être.
Être.
In the passé composé. The structure of the passé composé with être is être, conjugated in the past, plus past participle. In this case, J is the subject pronoun meaning I, su is.
Suis.
Is the past participle of être, devenu.
Devenu.
Is the past participle of devenir, malade.
Malade.
Is the adjective meaning sick. So the breakdown is I, J, am, su is, become, devenu, sick, malade.
Fiche le corps d'ici.
This translates to, get out of here. Here's a breakdown.
Fiche.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Fiche.
Which means, to stick, or, to put, in a more informal, and vulgar context.
Le corps.
Literally translates to, the camp, but in this context, it means, get out, or, leave.
D.C.
means, from here, or, out of here. The entire phrase uses informal slang, and is considered rude. It is important to note that this phrase is not used in polite conversation.
Je suis devenu malade.
I became sick. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are completed. Je
suis
is the present tense of the verb
être.
To be, conjugated in the first person singular. Devenu is the past participle of the verb
devenir.
To become. Malade is an adjective meaning sick. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb
être
or
avoir
and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb is
être.
Because the verb
devenir
is a verb of motion and change of state.
Je le suppose.
I suppose so. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, it. This pronoun refers to something previously mentioned in the conversation, or context.
Suppose
is the verb, to suppose, in the present tense. The sentence structure is subject-verb-object.
J'imagine.
I imagine. This sentence is in the first person singular, present tense of the verb.
Imaginer.
To imagine.
J
is a contraction of
je,
I, and
imagine.
Imagine.
J'ai reçu de l'aide.
I received help. Here's the breakdown.
J
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
a.
Have. It's a common contraction in French, similar to I've in English.
Reçu
is the past participle of the verb
recevoir.
To receive.
De
means of or from, in this context, indicating the source of the help.
Elle
is the contracted form of
le.
The and
aide
help. It's important to note that in French, the definite article
le,
la,
le
often precedes a noun. The sentence is in the
passé composé,
past perfect tense, indicating a completed action in the past.
Je te déteste.
I hate you. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun meaning I.
Te
is the object pronoun meaning you, informal singular.
Déteste
is the first person singular present tense form of the verb déteste, which means to hate. The sentence structure is subject plus verb plus object, which is a very common structure in French. The use of the informal to form of you suggests a close relationship between the speaker and the listener.
J'en ai un.
I have one. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the pronoun
j'ai,
which is a contraction of
je,
which means I, and the article
le,
meaning the. The phrase
en
is a pronoun that stands in for the noun that was previously discussed. It's the equivalent of the English word, one, in this case. So, I have one, is a direct translation of the sentence.
J'en ai une.
I have one. This sentence uses the pronoun
en,
which is a tricky one for English speakers. It's a partitive pronoun, and is used to replace a noun that is partially or indefinitely defined. In this case, it replaces a noun like
a
or
une.
/an, referring to a previously mentioned object. Here's a breakdown. G. Colon, this is the contracted form of je. I, and the verb a. Have. A. Colon, this is the partitive pronoun replacing an undefined noun. Un. Colon, this is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article. /an. So, janaiun, literally means, I have one of it /them, implying that the speaker already knows what the object is, but it's not specifically named. Jeganye. I won. This is a simple sentence in the passé composé tense, which is used for completed actions in the past. J is the contracted form of je, I, and the a from the passé composé conjugation of the verb avoir, to have. Gagner is the past participle of the verb gagner, to win. The sentence literally translates to, I have won. Je l'ai emporté. I took it. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have already happened. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Elle is the direct object pronoun, referring to a masculine noun that was previously mentioned. A is the present tense of the auxiliary verb avoir, to have. Emporté is the past participle of the verb emporté, to take away. The sentence can also be translated as, I took it with me. Je suis gagnant. I am winning. Je is the first person singular pronoun, meaning, I. Suis is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be. Gagnant is the masculine singular present participle of the verb gagner, to win, which functions as an adjective in this sentence, meaning, winning. The sentence uses the present tense of the verb être to describe a current state of being. The present participle gagnant further describes the subject's condition, implying that the speaker is currently in a winning position. Je suis gagnant. I am a winner. Je is the pronoun, I, in the subject form. Suis is the present tense of the verb, to be, conjugated in the first person singular, meaning, am. Gagnant is the feminine form of the adjective, winner. Since the subject, I, is feminine, the adjective agrees in gender.
Je comprends ce que tu es en train de dire.
I understand what you are saying. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb comprendre.
Comprendre,
which means, to understand. It is conjugated in the first person singular. Je. I. The object of the verb comprendre is the clause, sequer tuis entrainde dire. This clause is a complex clause using the pronoun ce, which means, that, and the relative pronoun que, which means, that, or, what. The verb être is conjugated in the present tense with the third person singular pronoun tu, you, The present participle. Entendre. Which translates as, in the process of, or, in the act of, modifies the verb. Être. The verb. Dire. Which means, to say, is conjugated in the present tense. The entire clause, si que tu es en train de dire, is the object of the verb, comprendre. Je t'entends. I hear you. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Te is the object pronoun, meaning you. This is a contracted form of te and le. Entends is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Entendre. Meaning, to hear. The sentence translates literally as, I hear you. Je vous entends. I hear you. This sentence is in the present tense, meaning it is happening now. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Vous is the object pronoun for you, formal or plural, and entends is the present tense conjugation of the verb, entendre, to hear. The literal translation would be, I hear you. It is commonly used to acknowledge someone, and express that you understand what they are saying. The vous form is used when addressing someone formally, or when speaking to a group of people. If you were talking to one person informally, you would use the tu form, making the sentence. Je t'entends. J'aide Tom. I am helping Tom. Breakdown. J is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have. It's the first person singular present tense of the verb. Avoir. To have, used in the context of the present tense form of the verb. Aider. To help. Aide. Is the first person singular present tense of the verb. Aider. To help. Tom. Is the proper noun referring to a male person. Key concept. This sentence uses the simple present tense in French. The subject. Je. I. Is implied in the contracted form. J. The verb. Aider. To help, is conjugated in the present tense, indicating an action happening now. Je l'aide. I help him slash her slash it. This sentence uses the je, I, form of the verb, aider, to help, conjugated in the present tense. The l, e, is a contraction of e, le. The, and, il est où. He slash she slash it slash one, which is the direct object pronoun. So, the sentence directly translates as, I help him slash her slash it. Je n'espère pas. I don't hope so. This is a negative sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. N'espère is the verb, to hope, in the negative present tense. This is formed by adding the negative particle. Ne before the verb, and the pas after the verb. However, ne and the verb often contract into n. Pas is the negative particle, which is used with the verb to form a negative sentence. J'espère que non. I hope not. This sentence uses the verb espérer to hope, which is conjugated in the first person singular present tense. que means that, and introduces a subordinate clause. No means no. The sentence is a simple negative statement expressing the speaker's hope that something is not the case.
Bouge.
Move. This is an informal imperative command.
Bouge
is the imperative form of the verb
bouger,
which means to move. J'espère que ce n'est pas le cas. I hope that is not the case. Here is the breakdown. J is a contraction of the pronoun je, I, and the verb espère. Hope. Espère is the first person singular form of the verb espérer. To hope, in the present tense. Que is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. Se is a demonstrative pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned or understood. N'est pas is a negation of the verb être. To be. Le is the definite article that refers to the case. Ca case is the noun that follows the negation. Key concepts. Contractions. J is a common contraction in French. Negation. N'est pas is used to negate the verb. Subordinate clause. The clause introduced by que is dependent on the main clause. J'ai blessé Tom. I injured Tom. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have happened in the past and are now completed. Breakdown. J.A. This is the first person singular conjugation of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have. Since the verb blesser to injure is a regular verb of the first group, it takes the auxiliary verb avoir to form the passé composé. Blesser. This is the past participle of the verb blesser. Past participles are used in the passé composé tense to indicate that the action has been completed. Tom, this is the direct object of the sentence, indicating who was injured. Je connais la RCP. I know CPR. This sentence is in the present tense, using the verb connaître, which means to know, in the sense of being familiar with something. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Connais is the first person singular present tense conjugation of connaître. La is the feminine definite article, meaning the RCP stands for réanimation cardio-pulmonaire, which is French for cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR. The sentence structure is simple. Subject plus verb plus object. Je la connais. I know her. Je. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, la. La. This is the direct object pronoun, her, connais. Connais. This is the verb, to know, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular, I know. Key concepts. This sentence uses the direct object pronoun, la. La. To replace the noun, her, and avoid repetition. It's important to note that the verb, connaître, connaître, is a verb that requires an object, meaning you cannot say, je connais, without specifying what, or who you know. Je le connais. I know him. This sentence uses the connete verb, which means to know in the sense of being acquainted with someone. He is the subject pronoun for I. Le is the direct object pronoun for him. Connais is the present tense conjugation of connete for the first person singular, I. So, the sentence literally translates to, I know him.
J'ai quitté Tom.
I left Tom. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is the most common past tense in French. J/I is the contraction of
je,
meaning I. AI/I is the conjugated form of the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the first person singular present tense, and agrees with the subject
je.
Quitté/I is the past participle of the verb
quitter,
meaning to leave. Tom/I is the direct object of the verb and indicates who was left.
The passé composé
is formed by using the auxiliary verb
avoir
or être, conjugated in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the verb
quitter
is a transitive verb, so it takes the auxiliary verb
avoir.
J'aime le R et B. I like R and B. This sentence uses the verb
aimer,
which means to like. The subject pronoun
je,
meaning I, is contracted with the verb to form
j'aime,
which means I like. The object of the verb is
le R et B,
meaning R and B. The article
le
is used because
R et B
is a masculine noun.
J'aime Tom.
I like Tom. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
aimer,
which means to like. The subject pronoun
j
is a contraction of
je,
which means I. It is used when the following word starts with a vowel. The direct object
Tom
is a proper noun and is the person being liked.
J'aime bien Tom.
I like Tom. This is a simple sentence in the present tense.
J
is the contracted form of
je,
I, and
m.
Love
m
is the present tense form of the verb
aimer,
to love, conjugated in the first person singular.
Bien
means well, so
j'aime bien
translates to I like, as in I like it a lot.
Tom
is the proper noun for the person's name.
J'apprécie l'art.
I appreciate art. Breakdown.
J
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
a.
Have.
Apprécie
is the present tense of the verb
apprécier,
to appreciate.
Elle
is the contraction of
le,
the, and
are.
Art. This sentence uses the subject pronoun
je,
I, in the contracted form
j,
with the present tense verb
apprécier,
to appreciate. The object of the sentence is
l'art.
The art, which is also contracted. The sentence translates directly to, I appreciate the art.
Make up.
This means, get out of here. Or, leave. This is a very informal and direct command.
Make up.
Is a verb meaning, to decamp, or, to leave quickly. It's an imperative form, meaning it's a command.
Je l'apprécie.
I appreciate it. The sentence is in the je form, which is the first person singular, meaning I.
L
is the third person singular pronoun, meaning him slash her slash it.
Apprécier
is the verb to appreciate. In this context, the sentence means the speaker appreciates something or someone that is understood from the context.
Je l'aime bien.
I like him slash her. This sentence uses the
je
form of the verb
aimer
to like in the present tense.
Je
means I.
The
L is a contraction of
le,
the, and
le,
him slash her, which is an object pronoun.
Bien
means well or a lot. So the full meaning of the sentence is I like him slash her well, or more simply, I like him slash her.
J'aime le thé.
I like tea. This sentence uses the verb
aimer,
which means to like. It is conjugated in the first person singular, present tense, which is
j'aime.
The object of the verb is
le thé,
which means tea.
Le
is the definite article, meaning the.
Vous me plaisez.
You please me. This means that you are attractive to me, or that I find you appealing. The sentence uses the
vous
form of the verb plaire, meaning to please.
Vous
is the formal you in French.
Plaisir
is the second person plural form of the verb plaire in the present tense. The sentence is in the present tense.
Je t'aime bien.
This means, I like you. Let's break it down.
Je
means I in French. It is the subject pronoun for the first person singular.
Te
is a contraction of
te,
which means you, and
le,
which means
the.
This is the object pronoun for the second person singular familiar form.
Aime
is the present tense form of the verb
aimer,
which means to love.
The
at the end of
aime
is the verb ending for the first person singular.
Bien
means well or a lot in this context, indicating a strong liking. So the sentence is saying, I like you well, or more simply, I like you.
J'aime ça.
I liked it.
J
is a contraction of
je,
I, and
a
have. This is a common contraction in French.
Aime
is the past participle of the verb
aime,
to like. It's in the past tense.
Ça
is a pronoun meaning that or it. It's used to refer to something that has already been mentioned or is understood in the context. The sentence uses the simple past tense of
aimé,
which is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, and the past participle of the main verb.
Je l'ai apprécié.
I enjoyed it. This sentence is in the
passé composé,
past perfect tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Elle. This is the direct object pronoun, it. It is used in place of the object of the verb, which is understood from the context. E. This is the auxiliary verb, to have, conjugated in the first person singular present tense to agree with the subject, G. Apprécier. This is the past participle of the verb, to appreciate. It is used with the auxiliary verb, to have, to form the passé composé tense. Key concept. The passé composé tense is formed using the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, or, être, to be, plus the past participle of the main verb. The choice of auxiliary depends on the main verb. J'ai écouté. I listened. This sentence is a simple past tense conjugation of the verb. Écouter. To listen. Breakdown. J. Colon, this is the contracted form of je, I, and a. Have. In this case, a is part of the past participle form of the verb. Écouter. A. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb. Avoir. To have. It is used in the past tense conjugation of verbs with the helping verb. Avoir. Écouter. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb. Écouter. To listen. Key concepts. Past tense conjugation. This sentence uses the passé composé, a common past tense in French. The passé composé is formed with the helping verb. Avoir. To have, or être. To be, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, écouter is conjugated with avoir. Contractions. The contraction j is common in French and combines the pronoun je, I, with the verb e, have. J'aime Tom. I like Tom. This sentence uses the verb aimer, which means to like or to love. J is a contraction of je, I, and a, have. This contraction is typical in French when using the verb avoir, to have, in the present tense. M is the present tense conjugation of aimer. For the pronoun je, I, Tom is the direct object of the sentence, indicating who is being liked. J'adore le thé. I love tea. This sentence uses the verb adorer, which means to love in English. It's in the present tense and conjugated in the first person singular, meaning I. The object of the verb is le thé, which is the masculine definite article le, followed by the noun te, meaning tea. Je t'aime. I love you. This is a very simple but powerful sentence in French. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. It is the first person singular. Te is a contraction of de, the object pronoun meaning you, and the le, the connecting word, liaison, that is used when the next word begins with a vowel sound. M is the first person singular present tense form of the verb aimer, meaning to love. The exclamation point emphasizes the strong emotion behind the statement. Je t'aime. I love you. This sentence is in the je form of the verb aimer, which means to love. This is the present tense of the verb. The je form is used for I. The object of the verb is te, which is a contraction of tu and le. Tu is you, informal. Le is the masculine definite article meaning the direct object of the verb is you. Therefore, the sentence means I love you. J'adore ça. I loved it. Breakdown. J is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have. Adore is the imperfect tense of the verb adore. To love, to adore. It implies a past action that occurred repeatedly, or over a period of time. Ça is a pronoun referring to something previously mentioned, or understood in the context. In this case, it acts as the direct object of the verb adore. Key concepts. Contractions. French uses contractions for certain pronouns and verbs, such as j'y, c'est, etc. Imperfect tense. This tense is used to describe past actions that were ongoing or repeated, and often conveys a sense of duration or habit. Pronoun use. Ça is a versatile pronoun that can refer to a variety of things, and its specific meaning is determined by the context. J'ai préparé du thé. I prepared tea. Breakdown. J'ai. J'ai is the contracted form of the pronoun j'y. Je. I, and the verb avoir. Avoir. To have, in the present perfect tense. Préparer. Préparer is the past participle of the verb préparer. Préparer. To prepare. It agrees in gender and number with the direct object buffet. Buffet. T. Buffet. Buffet is the partitive article. Bu. Some, followed by the noun fait. Tea. It indicates an indefinite quantity of tea. Key concepts. Present perfect tense expresses an action completed in the past, but with a connection to the present. Past participle form of verbs is used to form the present perfect tense. Partitive article is used to express an indefinite quantity of a noun. J'en ai fait deux. I made two of them. Breakdown. J is a contraction of je, I, and a. Have. Or is a pronoun that refers to something already mentioned. Here, it likely refers to a noun like cakes or cookies in the context. Faire is the past participle of the verb faire. To make, to do. De is the number, two. Key concepts. Contractions. French often uses contractions, especially in spoken language. Pronoun. Or. Colon, the pronoun. Or. Replaces a previously mentioned noun to avoid repetition. Past participle. Faire is a past participle, which is used with the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, to form the passé composé tense, a common past tense in French. J'en ai confectionné deux. I made two of them. The sentence uses the pronoun
are
to replace the object of the verb.
Are
is a pronoun that can replace the plus noun of plus noun. In this case,
are
represents the to of something that has already been mentioned in context, like cakes or cookies. The verb confectionne is the past participle of the verb confectionne, meaning to make or to bake. The sentence is in the past tense, indicating that the action of making the two items has already happened. Brûlez-la. Burn it. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The verb brûler, brûler, means to burn. It is conjugated in the imperative form for the second person singular, which means you, singular. The pronoun la, la, refers to a feminine noun that has already been mentioned. It is the direct object of the verb brûler, brûler, and means it.
Cool.
Run. This sentence is a simple imperative verb in the do form, meaning you, informal.
Cool
is the imperative form of the verb
courir,
to run. The exclamation point adds emphasis and urgency to the command.
Je les ai rencontrés.
I met them. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past.
Je
is the subject pronoun meaning I.
Les
is the direct object pronoun meaning them.
Et
is the conjugated form of the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the
passé composé
tense, agreeing with the subject, j'y
rencontrer,
is the past participle of the verb
rencontrer,
to meet.
The
passé composé is formed by using the auxiliary verb
avoir
or être, to be, in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this sentence, the past participle
rencontrer
agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun
les. Je les ai rencontrés.
I met them. This sentence is in the past tense and uses the past participle of the verb
rencontrer,
to meet, which is
rencontrer.
Je is the subject pronoun for I.
Les
is the direct object pronoun for them. This pronoun is used because the direct object is plural and feminine.
Et
is the present tense of the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, conjugated in the first person singular.
Rencontrer
is the past participle of the verb
rencontrer,
to meet. It is conjugated in the feminine plural to agree in gender and number with the direct object pronoun
les.
The past participle of a verb agrees in gender and number with the direct object when the direct object is placed before the verb. In this case, the direct object
les
comes before the verb
rencontrer,
so the past participle must agree with it.
J'ai rencontré
is the standard way to say I met in French, but when the direct object pronoun is placed before the verb, the past participle agrees with the direct object.
Je les rencontré.
I met them. The sentence is in the passé simple. A past tense used in formal writing, and sometimes in spoken French. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Le is the direct object pronoun, them.
Rencontrer
is the verb, to meet, conjugated in the passé simple. For the first person singular.
Il me faut courir.
I need to run. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the masculine singular pronoun for he, but in this context, it's used as a formal subject pronoun, meaning it or one, similar to the English one in the phrase one needs to run. Me. This is the dative pronoun meaning to me or for me. This phrase literally translates to me, it is necessary to run. The me is used here to indicate that the need to run is personal to the speaker.
4.
This is the third person singular form of the verb falloir, which means to be necessary. This verb is impersonal and does not have a subject in the traditional sense.
Courir.
This is the infinitive form of the verb to run. Key concepts. Impersonal verbs.
Falloir
is an impersonal verb, meaning it does not have a subject like a typical verb. The subject of an impersonal verb is understood to be it or one. Dative pronoun. The use of me emphasizes the speaker's need to run.
Je dois courir.
I must run. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
devoir,
which means to have to or to must. The subject of the sentence is je, which means I.
The verb
courir, which means to run, is in the infinitive form. The phrase je dois acts as a modal verb phrase, indicating obligation or necessity.